This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live on Spaces. We're going to your speakers here in just about 5 minutes.
James Roguski on Substack has been reporting on the so-called WHO pandemic treaty and its history. He has shown that its entire history is fraudulent and relies upon the people's silence. On June 14, 1948, President Truman signed a joint resolution to sign onto the WHO Constitution. Section 2 states that 3 U.S. delegates would be chosen by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But the Biden administration has sent U.S. delegates who have not been confirmed, which makes them fraudulent. Section 5 states that in adopting this joint resolution, the Congress does so with the understanding that nothing in the Constitution of the World Health Organization in any manner commits the United States to enact any specific legislation program regarding any matters referred to in said Constitution. And so the U.S. is not lawfully compelled by the WHO. On July 25, 1969, the 22nd Annual World Health Assembly adopted the International Health Regulations to ensure the maximum security against the international spread of diseases, but did so without a Senate vote.
The way they did that was with what they called the silence procedure. A bunch of unnamed bureaucrats agreed to that document. They gave a 9-month period for the leaders of all of the parties to reject it. And if no one rejected it on the first day of January 1971, it became legally binding. So any amendments go by that same adoption procedure. So in 2005, they made substantial changes. And for the last 18 or 19 years, we've been working off of the international health regulations as they were amended in 2005. I challenge anybody to look through the Federal Register or the Senate records to see if the Senate has ever given their consent, you know, two-thirds, either in 1948, 1969, 2005, or in 2022.
On September 30th of 2022, 94 nations submitted more than 300 proposed amendments to the pandemic treaty. These documents were withheld from the public, and when James Roguski acquired copies, he discovered the reason for this was that the disputes were all based upon corrupt world leaders of smaller nations wanting a bigger piece of the action from the U.S. after realizing the billions of dollars being made by pharmaceutical companies.
This is organized crime, and the big crime bosses are being faced by a bunch of little crime bosses who want in on the deal. They want to be able to manufacture the drugs and jabs in country so that they can control it and, you know, inflict it upon their own population while basically profiting from the next pandemic.
And the proposed amendments to the 2005 IHR will bring this tyranny to its full potential. They want to create an international health regulations authority. They want the authority to declare a pandemic based on the mere potential for disease. They want the authority to compel new vaccines and quarantine for those who are not even sick. And they want to authorize surveillance and censorship to enforce their fraud. They also want to give nations the authority to quarantine and vaccinate foreign travelers at their own discretion.
They want to add strengthening language to enable nations to quarantine international travelers as appropriate. That is not an attack on national sovereignty. That is a ridiculous strengthening of national sovereignty that would enable each nation to abuse the rights and freedoms of foreign travelers. The local tyrants that abused your rights over the last 4.5 years didn't need any amendments or didn't need any treaty to do what they did over the last 4.5 years. So the core battle is still local.
You can find these documents at stopthetreaty.org and rejecttheamendments.com. They view our silence as consent, so we must stand against them and speak out. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. We'll be right back.
idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Apocalypse goes mainstream. End of the world shattered. Now normal. And the angrier world, the UN and WF promise is here. They're all working in cahoots. The CIA, MI6, Mossad, the Iranians, Hezbollah, Hamas. It's all. People are dying on the ground, but at the top, it's all to bring in a global crisis, to bring in the global government. It's a war against the people. I want to make a key point about all these international globalist organizations and documents on the UN pandemic treaty that have now been leaked and they've confirmed are real. It's all about organizing all the different criminal syndicates. And no one in, say, the Western government or intelligence agencies ever wants to take all the blame themselves. They get together in bureaucracies, in these board meetings. They have the leaders of each interlocking group there, and then they agree on general destabilization so they can control the media and have censorship and then offer the solution, but no one is in direct command. And that's what makes this so incredibly dangerous, is there's not one Hitler you can deal with. It's a whole bureaucracy, so even when people inside the bureaucracy, corporate and governmental, want to pull out of this, which a lot of them do, you see Elon Musk has definitely been one of them trying to pump the brakes. He's not just trying to act like he's not part of it. He said, this will destroy the earth. This will only go bad. You'll never get away with it. Globalists, they know about your plan. And whether he was one of us before, but just a sleeper, we don't know. But he's definitely against them now. Because he said, this won't work. This will explode. And because none of them are in command, you see what happens when you have one president who has the people support in El Salvador. And crime ends basically in 2 years. And corruption goes down 95%. And everybody's moving there. And it's beautiful and clean and wonderful overnight. That's real leadership. So I'm not even calling for a strong man. That's a person that's constitutionally elected with people behind him, but you can get something done. But the globalists, their weakness is they're a consortium. It's also their strength because you can't ever target just one person politically, culturally, or however to stop it. It's their weakness and their strength. So even though a lot of them want to get out of it because they see it's not working, they don't have a plan B. And there's all these other factions that are what a lot of folks have called, but Max Kaiser, suicide bankers. On 9/11, some of these bankers, some of these traders, stock traders, made $20, $30, $40 million apiece. A couple hundred of them did. Because they stayed at their desk as the buildings are on fire and collapsing and making this money. So they're making money off a system that's going to kill them in the end anyways.
They're playing poker on the Titanic.
They're playing poker on the deck of the Titanic as it's listing about to roll over. Other comments, and let's start going to the people. We're going to skip all the network breaks here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing that came to mind, and I'm not sure if anyone's ever coined this phrase before, but as you were speaking, I had never thought of it that way, of this decentralized tyranny. And I was just thinking, that would be a great name for your next documentary.
That's what it is.
It's decentralized tyranny. So,
oh, the AI's running it.
Right.
Oh, Israel. Oh, AI. Lavender's killing everybody. It's not us.
Well, when we talk about Bitcoin and we talk about blockchain technology, and its strength is that it's all decentralized, so you can't bring it down by attacking any node in the blockchain. But when it comes to tyranny, it's a very effective tool as well. And it's sort of like you hear about these organizations that engage in crimes. I guess the Third Reich would be a major example of this.
Serious kleptocracy.
And no individual within the organization feels culpable for the actions of the organization. They're just doing their little part.
Just following orders.
Yeah, what's that famous study, Alex, where they had the
Milner.
They had the subject, electrocute.
That was the Milner study, and there was the Stanford study.
Yeah, and it's like it's almost like everybody in the deep state, in the intelligence community, in our government, they're like the subject of the experiment, where they're just following orders from somebody in a lab coat, and they're doing these little bad things like increasing the voltage, and they're not considering themselves culpable because they're answering to someone else. They think that the institution is responsible for the crimes that they're committing, right? And so you nailed it on the head. It's decentralized tyranny. So the question then is, how do you bring down a web or a network or a blockchain of tyranny? Like you said, you can't attack the head. The snake has no head. It's a multi-headed snake like Medusa or something.
And Milgram was with the shocks. The Stanford prison experiment was similar. But there's been a bunch of them. And they found 80-90% of people can be by increment manipulated into war crime.
Right.
And into murder. And because everybody else is doing it, because most people aren't leaders, that's why the NSA says we fear leaders that will challenge us.
Yeah. And well, what's interesting, too, is when you look at history, every century or couple of centuries is earmarked with a notable leader. And I am amazed, as a layman who's interested in history, I'm amazed that we haven't arrived at a place where people have risen up. I guess Elon Musk would be an example of somebody that I think is very heroic. Trump is an example. Alex, I think you're an example too. But where is the Julius Caesar that just comes in and fixes this?
And people that don't know, that's a sophisticated tech. You know, he's called a tyrant, but it was already in civil war.
Yes.
And then he didn't like it and came in and stabilized Rome for another couple hundred years.
Yes. And when the Senate killed Julius Caesar, they ran through the streets saying, hey, we're free from tyranny, but the people were pissed off. And they almost burned down the entire forum the next day by throwing their furniture into the funeral pyre for Julius Caesar. He was a populist leader of Rome, really. And a lot of what happened and is happening to Donald Trump is very similar to the way that Julius Caesar...
Well, just like Trump, they were always exiling him, persecuting because he was popular.
Right. And the difference, of course, is that Julius Caesar was a major military leader, so there's no brute force coming from Trump in the same way that Julius Caesar exercised it. But it's a very similar sentiment. The political class seems to hate leaders that the people love.
That's it. Because they fear the people being empowered through a leader.
Absolutely.
Who actually is for populism and success.
Absolutely.
And then they're not a dictator. They simply execute the will of the people.
So what do you think is going to happen after, let's just say hypothetically that Trump does 4 years and then retires, or, you know, God forbid he gets sick, dies, whatever, he's getting up there. Does this populist movement die with Trump? Is it too
much? No, I think it only gets stronger, and especially they keep persecuting him. I mean, that's a whole other discussion.
Sure.
This is a great talk. You're really smart, Chase, but we better start giving the people that they've been
waiting. Okay, let's do it. David Riley, you have been waiting patiently on mute. Go ahead and unmute yourself if you're still there and if you have something to say.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex, Chase. You guys are defending freedom and liberty like nobody else. You know, the whole reason why I even got into this movement was because of you, Alex. I mean, there's so many people that are like that, and the products are great. I gotta plug the water filter everywhere I go, and I see somebody drinking tap water. I'm like, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get a water filter, because they are putting chemicals in the water that are turning the frogs gay, and that's true. It's real. It's happening. And so is this the Civil War. It's like a third world war. I mean, really, it's the way that I think about it is that the third world war has already been going on. And what's happening now is that it is permeating through society and now manifesting at even the local levels. What we're seeing in North Idaho is actually a play for regime change within the Republican Party. We're one of the few places in America that has a strong America First Republican Party that actually represents the will of the grassroots conservative voters. And these liberal deep state activists with connections to the CIA and the FBI are trying to overthrow our local Republican Central Committee and replace everybody with liberals. It is.
Well, that's the key. The fight is all local, because that's where the rubber meets the road. People don't realize how powerful they are. And the WF, again, wants to cut off resources, wants to make us all fight with each other, because if we unify, it's game over.
Absolutely. And they want to keep us distracted, worried about things that are happening 5,000 miles away, when here in beautiful North Idaho, supposedly a conservative deep red state, we have got children that are being turned trans by our school counselors up here.
Oh, these are cult members trained to go in, and while you're at work, they're brainwashing your child. It's everywhere. And again, we're not in beta anymore. They're in full attack mode everywhere.
100%. Nowhere is safe. You cannot let yourself be apathetic. You have to work every day at this thing and make sure that you get everybody involved. I was actually talking with General Flynn a couple of weeks ago at his movie premiere, talking about the insidiousness of fifth-generation warfare, and that is that we cannot rely on the internet. We have to build real peer-to-peer, people-to-people information networks.
Exactly. We are in the twilight of this little moment of counteroffensive, I believe. They're going to cut it off during this. People better get their human networks going now.
Absolutely. You're 100% right, Alex. And that's all that I have to say. Thank you so much for having me on. I think I'll be joining Harrison next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, so definitely tune in for that.
All right, God bless you. Great points. But again, I made some incredible statements last hour, which I believe are happening. So I want people to understand, what do we do about the civil war they're trying to start? Truly just a communist uprising, getting the left and right to fight each other as the smokescreen for the false flags. I really believe that's going to happen. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're finding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Middle finger. Right now,
well, let me add this. I know you're a famous author. We've seen your pub. We know who you are. Here's my deal. I'm against what Israel did, but I'm also against what Hamas did. But look at this. They're finishing the giant pier overhead shot. Real quick. They're finishing the pier. Biden's announced he's going to bring a million refugees here. Imagine that powder keg. So there's Biden funding the bombs that destroy Gaza, over half of them not smart bombs, the 37,000 people, the majority women and children, and now he's the savior to bring them here. I mean, this, and there'll be Democrat voters voting for the guy that controls their lives that bombed them out of their home. That, to me, is full-spectrum dominance.
Alex, I am no fan of Hamas. No, I am basically I'm a peacemaker. This is my religion. And I believe that all children of Adam are brothers and sisters. We may have different countries. A constitution. I love U.S. Constitution. I studied law. In fact, I had the only debate I had with Justice Rehnquist in my class. He taught a Supreme Court class one summer at the University of Arizona. I was the only one who is debating with Justice Rehnquist. It was about some exceptions of in freedom of expression. Anyway, but if you want, I would like to talk to you in person. I have incredible idea how to unite worldwide peacemakers, but you must be a peacemaker.
Absolutely, brother. I really appreciate you. We'll talk soon. Maybe you should be a guest. We'll mark that down as somebody to get on. Thank you, sir. Chase, comment on this, but I mean, this is the most obvious example of you fund Israel and you fund Hamas and Hezbollah to attack. Then Israel wipes them out, pushes them all into Rafah. Now they're going to bring a bunch of them here into Europe. And then the very people funding bombing them are now their saviors. This is ridiculously obvious.
Well, when you fund both sides of a conflict, you can choose the winner. And that sort of behavior has existed for centuries in major wars between major empires.
Extremely Machiavellian.
But what's really interesting to me about that last speaker is I was in Washington, D.C. years ago. This was during the Trump administration. And my Uber driver was formerly the editor-in-chief for a major Turkish newspaper. He said it was like the state newspaper, basically. And he had a similar experience where government came in and shut it down, and he had to escape the country. And he's, you know, he's an editor-in-chief of a major newspaper now. He's driving Uber in Washington, D.C. But the reason I bring that up is because people who have gone through this understand what's happening here. We are very naive in the United States because we've had it good. But if you've been through...
That's why Eastern Europe is so away.
Yes. And that's why Ayn Rand, for example, I mean, she wasn't perfect, but that's why she understood the fundamental flaws, philosophically, principally, with everything that collectivism and leftism stands for.
Because they stir you up for one issue and then take control of you with another. But I want to say something really important for you, the next speaker. This is very important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is being synthetically manipulated. Mm-hmm. They're not even denying that. So understand their end game is destabilization to cover up the financial collapse that they have already engineered. But great points, Chase.
Absolutely. Let's go to Duchess of Illinois.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, Alex and Chase. Thank you for the mic. I kind of have a controversial question, if I may, and the question would be, Alex, how do you feel about all the funds America is sending to Israel, and if you think they should be continued? Thank you, sir.
I don't think it's a controversial question. Israel's richer, way richer than us, one of the richest countries in the world per capita, probably the richest, and I think that we should not send anything to Israel. That we should nothing to Iran and nothing to Germany and nothing to Ukraine and nothing to Canada and nothing to Brazil, and that's where I stand. I mean, here's a microcosm. the CIA, and I said this 2 years ago from sources, it was also in the news, but buried, was funding getting the Supreme Court to ban Bolsonaro running again and saying he couldn't claim the election was stolen. Now they're banning all the rest of the political opposition. So what the CIA is doing in Brazil, having running out all these journalists here they're trying to arrest, and they have arrested many of them, is what they want to do to us. So what the CIA has done in Brazil or Ukraine, banning the Orthodox Church, banning even liberal parties that are pro-war, sorry, only one party, stopping elections, they want tyranny. The CIA is against America and is parlaying American power for corporate interest for worldwide hegemonic transhumanist death cult aims. And so I don't think it's controversial at all. I don't hate Jews. The Jews are a diverse group of people. But I hate the political leadership of Israel saying we can't take any of these Palestinians. They're so dangerous, but we want you to take a million of them. That came out 2 months ago. Netanyahu was planning that. Now it's confirmed. No, Netanyahu, you and your sons own two floors in a Miami high-rise. You guys take them at your high-rise because they're so nice. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I'm really relieved and happy to hear what you just said. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Look, this is what happens. I have always exposed the crimes of any government. And I've exposed false flags that other governments have done, U.S. government's done, Israeli government's done. I make films on it. And then people see a clip of me saying, they go, well, we thought Jones works for Israel. The new Jones is exposing it. I've always done this. I'm the same person I was 30 years ago. I just know more now. So, but I don't want to make it about one group of people. I want to unify people around policies so we can all agree. And as we win, we don't corner groups of people feeling like we've attacked them. They come and join us because we're winning. Let's do one more before we get a break.
All right, let's do it. Let's go straight to Jake Perry. Jake, if you're still there, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Thanks, guys. Chase, Alex, my name's Jake Perry. Thank you guys for having me on. Alex, been listening for a long time, since about 2020, I guess. But you're actually the inspiration for the reason why I started the show Crypto After Dark. But I've been talking about this since January of this year, literally the whole thing. And for about 4 years, I've been talking about the Civil War in America. But it's not really a civil war against people and people. It's exactly what you said. It's the war against the states, the war against the people. It's the government trying to crush us like we're insects, and they're not. And we see this because, like, if you look at Europe, they're shutting down the farmlands. They're getting rid of the food. This is mass starvation.
Crime against humanity. Crime against humanity. Exactly. Murder by starvation. Exactly. Which is going to be, you think the third world's bad now from the COVID lockdowns flooding us? It's about to get 10 times worse.
Just wait till you see what they do with green energy, too. Green energy is going to wreck the third world. That's where the depopulation is going to happen.
Go ahead, sir.
That's right, Chase. And not only that, they're pushing the transgender stuff. They're pushing the abortion. Now America and Japan, we're past the point of no return. We need to start having babies left, right, and center. Because right now our GDP has fallen so far and so fast that we can't keep up. We need to start producing children by the tens, by the 11s. We have the invasion happening at Eagle Pass, and they're being shipped out in platoons by Greg Abbott all across America. America's falling. It's falling fast. The dollar is crashing. I was looking at it today. The dollar is crashing right now. But there's been a lot of stuff that's happened. But I am a theologian. I have a degree in biblical studies, and I do have hope, and I want to give that hope to people. And the hope is Jesus Christ. We need to stop living as if God doesn't exist. The God of the Bible doesn't exist.
100%. We got to call God back into our lives right now. That is the ultimate trump card.
That's exactly right, Alex. That is exactly right. And there will be a great financial shift. It happens every 80 to 120 years, give or take a generation, which is about 40 years. We are in that great financial shift window, and we need to prepare with gold, silver, guns. We need to prepare with cryptocurrencies.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right. Couple-minute break. Going to come right back. Bam, 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 bam. Then we've got a COVID whistleblower joining us, but more of your comments on Spaces, simulcast, and Alex Jones straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-hour clean energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Speakers on X, simulcast with the Alex Jones Show here today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But there's two different paths. So we have Larry Fink saying the quiet part out loud a few days ago at the Davos Group. The most successful countries are going to be anti-human. They're going to depopulate, and they'll be robot countries. That's a transhumanist. That's the new species. I played the clip yesterday. I'm not going to play it again, but it's on InfoWars.com. You want to see it from yesterday's analysis. But if you go back to the 1964-5 movie, Dr. Strangelove, that the great Stanley Kubrick, probably the greatest director ever, put out, I'm great friends with his daughter that worked with him in some of his films, Vivian Kubrick, fellow Texan, that's all off real stuff that was behind the scenes going on from his sources that was later declassified, that L.L. Lemnitzer and Curtis LeMay came to both Eisenhower in 1960 and then Kennedy in 61 when he got in and said, we want to have a survivable nuclear war with Russia. We want to attack Russia and take them out. And, of course, Kennedy fired them over this, and then later they were involved in the assassination of him. But you look at the globalists living in bunkers, running to bunkers, doing all this. There's one group says get rid of the humans. Another group, you know, China says have three kids now. Elon Musk says, because for the first time ever a few months ago, world population started going down at eight and a quarter billion or so, or 8 billion, 400 million. And once you don't have enough people to replace who was there, it causes a collapse. They go, well, don't worry, robots will do it. But all the real numbers show they won't. So the joke becomes, with everybody living in these bunkers now, the globalists say they're just going to go live in mine shafts while this happens. We have the mine shaft gap. We've got to select the females for the stimulating quality. And, of course, animals would have to be bred and slaughtered. And this real German scientist that was a Nazi that was promoting nuclear war and saying it was survivable is what they based the movie on. So here's a clip from Dr. Strangelove.
You mean people could actually stay down there for 100 years?
It would not be difficult, my Führer. Nuclear reactors could... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Nuclear reactors could provide power almost indefinitely. Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered. Quick survey would have to be made of all the available mine sites in the country. But I would guess that dwelling space for several hundred thousand of our people could easily be provided.
Well, I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
Well, that would not be necessary, Mr. President. Could easily be accomplished with a computer. And the computer could be set and programmed to accept factors from youth, health, sexual fertility, intelligence, and a cross-section of necessary skills. Of course, it would be absolutely vital that our top government and military men be included to foster and impart the required principles of leadership and tradition. Actually, they would breed prodigiously, eh? There would be much time and little to do. But with the proper breeding techniques and a ratio of, say, 10 females to each male, I would guess that they could then work their way back to the present gross national product within, say, 20 years.
And that's all based on real stuff that went on.
It's crazy. The acting was amazing. He's clutching onto the side of this wheelchair.
I'm sure. I mean, my president.
Oh, man. It's almost not funny anymore because it's too close.
No, it's not funny. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go straight to Dave the Meme Smith. Dave, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. All right. Looks like Dave might be away from his phone.
By the way, great job. I told the crew that as we went to break, they found that in 3 minutes. This is a badass crew.
Absolutely. So I see Dave's audio wave moving, but I'm not able to hear him. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, look, like you're taking a call in the shower. We'll come back to you. Who's up next?
All right, let's go next to Liz Churchill. Liz, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Chase.
Hi.
I absolutely agree with what Alex just said. Everything right now is a synthetic distraction. Why is that? Because insurance actuaries have stated over 20 million people have died from the COVID vaccine. This is ridiculous. And until we rise up and address this, it's only going to continue.
Well, that's right, Liz. I said 1,000 times, and I'll shut up. Go ahead and make your point, then I'll make mine, but go ahead.
Well, I was just texting Daria back and forth. And your executive producer, I'm texting her as I'm talking to you. What I'm going to say is that, you know, the real issue here is you have gone on about this before. This is all being run by behavioral psychologists. That's the only way they were able to implement this incremental social engineering. The social engineering allowed everybody to be induced into this mass state of mass formation, psychosis, normative conformity, call it what you want. There's several different names. which then allowed everybody to line up for an experimental vaccine by Bill Gates, who flies around our world constantly bitching about our population. That's crazy. That's crazy. So here we are. It's done. So what do we do next? Over 20 million people have died. No politicians are speaking out, probably because of plausible deniability and the domino effect it will have, because somebody will have to be held accountable. So until then, I personally think that the primary focus should be on the vaccine injured and dead, because they're going to keep doing this and focus on that damn food treaty that they want to implement, because they truly believe that their response to the COVID nightmare was gold standard medical care. That's lunacy.
And Liz, let me just add this point. I want everybody to listen to me and write notes here. I said this the last 4 years, probably 500 times. I'll say it again. How are they going to get away when even the FDA's own document in October 2000 predicted this would happen months after they did it? Myocarditis, heart attacks, infertility, miscarriages, strokes, cancer, all of it. They have to kill a story with a story, so they're going to have a big wars, as I predicted. Get the archivist to find that. They're going to have a big wars and civil unrest as the new big thing, so we forget how they tested killing us with shots, getting ready for the next big one. So, yeah, absolutely. People say, every time I post a video about we should focus on the 22 million dead from the shots, I'm sorry for the 37,000 dead Palestinians. It's wrong. I'm saying that, but they're distracting us. Shut up. You work for Israel. No, I'm trying to expose the 22 million dead, and we've got to, they don't want us focusing on that or the open borders or any of it.
Alex, is that Israelis died too? Everybody died from this. Nobody was immune. And all of the things that are happening, like you said, are synthetic distractions to divert your attention away from mass murder that is greater than both world wars combined. That's what it is.
You're damn right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just going to exit out nicely because I have a few things to do, but I will be more than happy to join again tomorrow if you're on. And I would definitely focus on your upcoming guest in regards to the COVID whistleblower, because this needs more attention.
No, that's why an hour of the show. That's why an hour of the show is dedicated to it. And I'll be accused for working for Netanyahu for covering the tens of millions of dead.
No, Netanyahu also openly stated many times that he used his own citizens as guinea pigs, and then he laughed about it. I don't find that funny.
No, I totally agree. He said that with Jordan Peterson.
That's correct. I don't find that funny. And I don't find it funny that he has not addressed the carnage of these vaccines.
Liz, why are you covering up the Palestinian deaths? Because they run the white
supremacy. They were on shot number 7 before anybody else in the world.
Well, I'm being sarcastic, but the white supremacists, most of them are paid for at the top. They're like, don't cover COVID, only cover Israel, Hamas, because they don't want us talking about the border or that. They want to focus us all on this to make that the big clash. And I'm just pointing out what they're doing. Doesn't mean I support what Israel's doing. I don't. But yeah, 37,000 dead, 22 million dead. We should spend the majority of our time on the poison shots, the UN treaty, and the next attack. Thank you so much, Liz Churchill.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Still new, but I've lost audio from you, and I can't hear any of the feed, so that's an issue. We do have this whistleblower coming up in about 15 minutes from now, and we are going to be talking to them. Chase, is there anything else you want to add?
Well, I think that we covered a lot of major points today. We talked about decent.
I'm going to check the live feed and actually see if you're on air, because the crew's great, but they watch the feed in the control room, not the live feed. So I'm guessing something's wrong, because if I lost audio from you on that and I can't hear you either, then I think there's an issue. I'm going to get that on record.
Well, I'm listening to this space right now.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
Yeah, they can hear me and they can hear you.
You're back. You were gone.
Yeah.
So truly hear you over my microphone, but you were gone.
All right. Yeah, I can hear it. Let's try to see if, Shepard, go ahead and unmute yourself. See if we can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Chase?
Yeah,
we're back. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Okay, I don't know. The last speaker said something weird. He said we're at end times, and then he said something about what if they want to run for senator. So he's this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, let me just add this point. You know, we've had some recent bills that are making their way through Congress right now. These are bills designed to lay the groundwork to remove our free speech. We should be paying attention to all that stuff. All of this stuff is connected. There's no way to think that.
Well,
it's
listen,
not.
Let me agree. I did basically half or more than half the show on that yesterday. On Congress, the House passing a law, the Senate's going to pass it. That a group that's an NGO, the UN, a Holocaust Remembrance Group, defines what free speech is and controls things and can have people arrested. And basically, I mean, it's a nightmare. Treason alert. Executive. Orders by Biden, all of this, explosive 800-page congressional report confirms systematic censorship of the American people by Joe Biden. I've got this report right here. It is incredible. And then, yeah, you've got this anti-Semitism bill that has nothing to do with anti-Semitism but about destroying the First Amendment. Is that what you're getting at?
Shepherd. Exactly. Yeah, you know what they're voting on today? H.R. 7921, which is a follow-up. And it's the countering anti-Semitism rule. But, Alex, it's designed to attack these online programs to have consequences for those of us and the things that we say. And it's going to change everything going forward. We should be talking about this more.
Well, I spent most of the show on it yesterday. It's in my stack here right now. And you're absolutely right.
All right. Jackson Hinkle just joined the space. Jackson, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think Alex and Chase, you guys are 100% on point. You've been doing great work. Thank you for everything. I think the question, has civil war already started in America? Banning the Bible, that is the biggest provocation I've ever seen in my life, and I'm honestly shocked by the fact that they're doing this. Do you think that that's going to go through? And if so, they're going to prosecute people for simply
I have the text of the bill, and then they say in the bill, whatever this Holocaust Remembrance NGO run out of Europe and Israel says will then retroactively be lost. They've made it not just a new Congress, but they've given this group a veto. This passes the Senate. Matt Gaetz said the gospel itself would meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms of the bill. I mean, the Bible says that the Jews grabbed Jesus, one group of them, I guess it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and then Pilate said, "I find no fault," but it was their right to have him killed. The Talmud and the other books say they killed him. I'm not attacking Jews in general; it's just a fact. They killed lots of you know people that they disagree with. Every culture does that. Anti-Semitism is rising. It's time to summon the Golem. That was right before October 7th. I have the definition by this international Holocaust Remembrance Group. I spent an hour and a half on it yesterday. I have HR 6090. There's not a question. It doesn't just, it says if you say Jews killed Jesus, you go to prison. It's a civil rights violation. You're kicked out of college. You can be indicted. It says it in the text of it. There's no debate. Anybody can go read it. And people say, why are you attacking Israel? I'm going to attack anybody or any group, and I'm saying it's Netanyahu and the Israel lobby, not Jews in general. Anybody that, I mean, my God, imagine if Russia, we're going to follow a Russian definition of something, and Russia will now be, or China will now be in charge of the Justice Department, the Department of Education, to decide how to deal with this. And we have a blank check to the working definition. We're going to follow their current one, but we'll also follow whatever their new definition is. I read it for an hour and a half yesterday, Jackson. This is outrageous.
I've got one more question.
No, you got the floor. You're a really interesting fellow. I have a giant following, millions and millions a day. Don't have one more question. Give us your take on the situation and then ask your question, because I'm ranting here.
Well, I 100% agree with everything you said. My other question was about what do you guys make of the fact that they're passing this bill. They call it the anti-Semitism bill, and of course I oppose anti-Semitism, but that's not what this bill is about. But they're virtue signaling that this bill is about anti-Semitism, as they spent the past 2.5 years almost giving $200 billion to Nazis in Ukraine.
And I noticed you tweeted that, or I posted it today, reposted it. Guys, you can pull up my ex account, Rolex Jones, like 5 or 6 tweets now. Last time I checked, and it's Jackson Hinkle put out. Literally, it's not like there's a few Nazis in the Ukrainians. That's the side. There's Russians and there's Nazis in Ukraine. World War, half the war between the Russians and the Germans got fought there, and they're literally hailing Hitler. I mean, they literally have like 1,000 men at brigade meetings hailing Hitler. Yeah, scroll down. I say key truth. The U.S. claims to be over outlawing anti-Semitism while they send hundreds of billions of dollars to Nazis in Ukraine who have Hitler tattoos all over them. And remember, Zelensky a year and a half ago said, yeah, we do have Nazis. But they're good people.
I mean, if you go to the Azov Battalion Twitter account, you can go back and find Black Sun symbols and a lot of the content that they
post. Swastikas, twin lightning bolts. I mean, it doesn't get more Hitler.
There's an Iron Cross Cemetery in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, that's dedicated to Nazi Ukrainian soldiers.
They gave a standing ovation last year to a real SS officer who admitted to being part of where they killed 30,000 Jews and Ukrainians, mainly Jews, and shoveled them into a grave. And then Marina Abramovich put up a weird obelisk there where she channels the energy out of crystals of the dead. And then she loves Zelensky. You can't make this up, Jackson Hinkle.
Alex and Chase, I'm sure you've seen all the videos coming out from Ole Miss and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think that despite the aesthetics and the virtue signaling of both sides of that protest, you know, you got the right wingers, the frat bros, and you got the other side being the liberal extremists and stuff. What would you think? From what I understand, those protests at Ole Miss have kind of died down, but if they reignite, what would you think about going there with me or going to another college?
It's funny you say that, Jackson. I thought this morning that I want to go to one of these campuses and tell everybody stop it. Because remember when Rand Paul was about to win the Senate, they caught Democrat staffers dressed up in American outfits saying, "Where were the KKK? Where's Rand Paul?" But we did Google searches and found them. And I would bet money that most of those guys are getting paid to do that. What do you think?
I think that there are probably some of the people that are doing the more racist stuff or trying to fight with the Trump kids on both sides. You know, I think there's probably provocateurs. But overall, the masses of the students on both sides probably both agree that we shouldn't be sending money to Israel, starting a new war, or, you know, going after the First Amendment, which is why I think if we spoke to both sides, we could actually probably get them to agree on a lot of things.
That's exactly what I thought. If I had a bullhorn, I'd say 22 million are dead from the shot. Fentanyl's killing hundreds of thousands. The borders are wide open. The dollar's devalued. Stop fighting with each other.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I have some friends at Ole Miss who are friends with a lot of the kids that were in the frat side of it. So if it reignites, I'm going to reach out to you, and I think we should go there and talk to them.
Yeah, that's only 4 hours for me, 2 hours by plane. I actually thought about that this morning. Funny you said that, Jackson Hinkle. Anything else you want to add?
Just keep up the great work. I follow both your guys' work, and you're doing amazing stuff. And we just got to unite America against the globalists, so keep it up.
So do you agree, though, they clearly have already tried to trigger the Civil War? They're planning this.
I think it's inevitable at this point. And, of course, it's being provoked by the deep state. The whole economy is going to collapse. BRICS is taking over. And it's... The United States understands, I think, at least the smart people in government, and there are not many, but there's a few, I think they understand that this is a sinking ship, and rather than trying to save America and free America, they want to try to take everyone else down with them, not just Russia, not just, all these other countries that are trying to develop and industrialize, but also they want to completely destroy America.
Because they're bankers and they want to own us all because we're destitute. They admit that. It's an angrier world. You'll own nothing, you'll like it. Jackson Hinkle, how do people follow you on X?
Yeah, you can just follow along here. Jackson Hinkle, and I'm on Rumble as well. Shout out Rumble.
You can follow me at Real Alex Jones. And Chase, how do they follow you?
At Real Chase Geyser.
We're going to break for 2 minutes, come back and do 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to keep the spaces going if you want to stay on to hear the whistleblower, but we're going to quit taking comments then. I wish we had time, but we won't. But I'll be back this weekend. We're going to do a lot more, and you got a little war room at 3 p.m. today with Owen Schroyer. But a few more comments on X, straight ahead. We'll continue on. Stay with us. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.